Liquidators Quartermentha are trying to wrap up the credit owed to Timbercorp Finance, which was backed by ANZ. Investors took class action last year but lost. Now about 50 of them in the failed Timbercorp scheme who weren't servicing their loans have received bankruptcy notices. Lawyer Mark Walter acting for the investors in a test case at Slater and Gordon.
The investors range from mother and father investors all the way through to more sophisticated investors who have substantial loans. Obviously, there's a significant issue because the assets that underlie the investments have now gone, and people are just left with the outstanding loans, which they will have to pay unless they have a valid defence. So the circumstances are, if they don't defend the debt recovery proceedings that are brought against them or participate in the test case process, which will hopefully resolve any last outstanding issues, they'll have to come to terms with the liquidator and pay the debt. And if they can't pay the debt, then they face the prospect of insolvency or personal insolvency.
Timbercorp was an investment promising immediate tax deductions, a strong 14% return and a slice of rural Australia, but it collapsed in 2009. 14,000 investors had been sucked in, borrowing millions from Timbercorp Finances to make their investment and pay trailing commissions for their financial advice. The hardship goes on for 2,500 people still on Timbercorp Finances' loan books, and because of penalties for late payment, they owe $380 million between them. Despite calls by many for the liquidators Quartermentha and ANZ to show genuine compassion to those investors who are suffering hardship, Quartermentha is calling in the debts because those investors had not engaged with the insolvency process. Lawyer with Slater and Gordon, Mark Walter again.
It's a bitter pill for the investors who have no chance of ever getting anything out of Timbercorp in the future. And if being made bankrupt, unlikely to have any assets to meet any debt. It looks like an exercise in futility. So I think Quartermentha and Timbercorp Finance would need to explain that.
But Timbercorp Finance was set up by ANZ or was backed by ANZ. Is it ANZ pursuing this?
Well, that's a very good question. I think the liquidator needs to clarify exactly who's chasing what and whether it is ANZ. At the end of the day, ANZ were the financing Timbercorp Finance, and putting aside all the legal niceties, questions need to be asked about where the funds will end up.
Tell me how hard it is for some of the investors that you represent.
It's extremely difficult. I think they're at the end of a very long legal process. They've funded the class action. Interest has accumulated, often doubling the size of the debts, and the sums are very large. They never imagined that they would escalate to this level, and often it's a great struggle individually for people to find that sort of money and survive.
Tell me about the test case that you're running for Agriculture Growers Action Group.
Yes, the purpose of the test case is to try and simplify the litigation process. There's a range of outstanding defensive responses to the liquidator's claim, which we say were not raised in the class action and ought to be dealt with. Rather than running them individually and increasing the legal costs across the board, we've proposed a test case scenario where growers will bind themselves to the outcome and have their individual action stayed until that test case determines the legal issues.